welcome to our new head teacher themed podcast. At school we have been busy because we are getting a new head teacher in September. However, we can't have most of our normal features because Fifi, Haz, Faith and Pop are away. We asked a few children what they want the new head teacher to be like.
We got feedback such as kind, sporty, not too strict, nice, caring, friendly, generous, and encourages winning.
We asked many people around the school what they think about the new head teacher. First we have Mrs. Strong, who is a parent at the school. What do you feel about the new head teacher appointment?
I think that will be very exciting. I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Here we have Mrs. Brewster, who is the deputy head at the school. Do you think it will be difficult to be acting head teacher?
I think it will be very difficult because Mrs. Marriage does a very good job and everyone will be expecting me to be as good as Mrs. Marriage. So I shall just have to try very, very hard.
How long will you be acting head teacher for?
Just for the summer term.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am, because it will be different. But not really, because I actually don't really want to leave my class very much.
Now we have Mrs. Anderson, who is a HLTA. How do you feel about the new head teacher?
Well, I haven't actually met her yet, but by all accounts she's going to be very lovely. And I did see her walking through the playground chatting with the children. And I thought she looked very friendly, very nice. So I'm quite happy with the choice.
Thank you. Now we have Miss Armstrong, a teacher here who was on the interview panel.
What was it like to pick the new head teacher?
It was good fun, but it was also lots of hard work. A lot of people, before the interviews actually happened, did a lot of work getting ready for them.
Do you think the new head teacher will do well?
I think she will do very well, and I know that the staff and the governors are looking forward to working with her.
What was it like doing the interviews?
As I've already said, it was hard work. There were lots and lots of different things going on. There were actually a day and a half. So on the first day, the candidates were in lots of different places doing lots of different things to try and find out all sorts of different things about them. And on the second day, it was quite intense. They had to sit down for about an hour and a half, and answer lots of questions from the interview panel. So hard work again.
How many people were on the interview panel?
There were seven altogether. There were five governors, and then we had a representative from the LEA and also a representative from the diocese even, who helped us make some decisions.
Thank you.
Now we have Rachel, who is a year five at the school.
Are you excited about the new head teacher?
Yes.
Why?
Because she sounds really nice and it's a new experience, really.
Thanks.
Now we have Mrs. Diaz, who is a teacher at the school.
Are you excited about the new head teacher?
Yes, I think it would be nice to have somebody new. I should be sad that Mrs. Marriage is going, but it will be nice to have somebody new.
Thank you.
Now we have Mr. Blanchford, the Chair of Governors.
How did you pick the new head teacher?
Picking a head teacher is quite a long process. We started by writing an advertisement in November. We then had to decide which of the applicants we actually wanted to come to interview. So it's a two-stage process. Some of you interviewed her, or both of the candidates. Some of you guided her around the school. So it's a long process that ended on the second day, on Tuesday last week, with a formal interview, and that's where five governors, the local authority advisor, and the diocesan advisor sat down with each candidate in turn, asked them all kinds of questions about how they would lead and manage the school. And that's really how we came to the conclusion. We assessed all the things they'd done on Monday. We thought about the answers we had on Tuesday. And that's how we came to the decision.
What is the new head teacher like?
Well, it's very difficult to tell because an interview is really quite an unreal process. I'm quite sure that the new head teacher will be a very good head teacher. She's full of life, full of energy. I'm sure she will come to us with lots of ideas about how to run the school. I know the school council asked her whether she would keep a lot of our traditions, and she'll do that. But at the same time, she will make some differences to the school, I'm sure. I think she gets on very well with the children. Certainly what we have seen of her working with children, we were very impressed. As I say, she has a lot of energy, she's a happy person, and I'm sure she will contribute hugely to the life of the school.
What parts do you play in the decision?
As chairman of governors, really all I did was chair and guide the process. When it came down to it, it was the governor's decision as to who we should appoint. And we all unanimously, all together, decided on which candidate we would ask to be the new head teacher.
How long do you think she'll stay for?
Well, that's a question that I really can't answer. I don't know. It's not something that it's fair to ask a candidate at interview anyway. So it's not something we've asked her. I hope she will stay for a number of years because I think being the head of a school is a very important job. You need time to settle into the job and to assess what needs doing and decide how you're going to do it. So I would hope she will be with us for a good few years, but how long that will be, I really can't say.
Do you think she'll be good at her job?
I'm very confident that she'll be good at her job. We asked her to come and join us as head teacher because we all think that she'll be very good at her job and because we think that she will fit in very well to the way this school works. And I'm sure that we will be very pleased to see her come and join us in September.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Podcaster from William
and Lola.